God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Come to me and listen to my words, says the Lord. Hear me, and you will have life. Let us pray. Lord, we have come to listen to your words, and we pray that as we worship, you will sharpen our perception, that we may be alert to every communication of your truth. As we offer our praise, may the words which we sing become lodged in our minds, to broaden and deepen our sense of your glory. Make us attentive to the Holy Scriptures, that as we read tales of your servants of old, we may be granted a surer grasp of your immovable goodness and mercy. Open our hearts to the gospel of Christ, that we may comprehend with all the saints the infinite dimensions of his grace. May know his love that passes knowledge, and be filled with the very fullness of your life. Lord, we confess how inattentive we have been to your truth, and how resistant we are to the lessons of your holy word. The stories of the patriarchs, the lives of the prophets, the history of your ancient people Israel have amply demonstrated your providence, your faithfulness, your unfailing guidance. But we have been slow to trust you and reluctant to put our future in your hands. The life and teaching of our Lord have shown us a better way to live. His death has taught us a better way to die. His resurrection has given us assurance of new life. But we have remained content with the petty scale on which we live and with the narrow scope of our mundane ambitions. Lord, lift up our eyes and enlarge our souls. Help us to look beyond the things we see and animate us with the conviction of things unseen. Release us from a timorous attachment to the false securities of the world around us, and raise us aloft on the wings of your Spirit, that we may be blessed with a wonderful freedom and utter abandon to you, O God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Collect. Almighty God, whose beloved Son did not go up to joy without first suffering pain, and did not enter into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord.